So here's the deal. When we square off, myself, Ox, versus Kevin Kraft at the Battle of the Bayou in New Orleans, this is going to be no joke. When we step inside that squared circle, Kevin, you're not walking out. I'm strapping on that ankle lock. Your ankle, done. Exploded. Over. You won't be able to walk for 2 months. This is going to be the greatest night in pro wrestling entertainment today. Because you will never have seen a 6'6 giant snap the twig of an ankle on a 5'10 woman-titted mess that is Kevin Kraft.
Andrew! I have got some bad news for you, my friend. You think you've got an advantage on me because you're a giant. What I'm going to do is I'm going to chop your legs, knock you down to size, oh yeah. And then when you're on the ground, I'm going to buttfuck you so hard and then wipe a goatee on your face with my poopy dick.
The problem with that, Kevin, you can't knock somebody down that you can't touch. Not only am I too quick, too strong, but I'm so much smarter than you. I'm gonna run circles around you, proverbially in the ring, mentally and physically. You've got no shot.
Well, I got something for you, Andrew, you little bitch listening to Katy Perry. I'm gonna be on so much cocaine, oh yeah.
You can't
your
say,
punches aren't gonna...
You can't say you're on cocaine.
You can't say you're on fucking cocaine in the WWE. You're a madman. You can be on all the cocaine you can get.
You were in and you were out.
I'm going to drink so much coffee.
And you can't. You guys are boring.
Yeah, right?
I'm not going to that fight. Yeah, I'm not buying that pay-per-view.
That's so crazy. Andrew, you say you listen to it and you want to be the guy.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
I don't think that anybody could be worse at it.
It sounded like you were bitching at your parents because they wouldn't let you take the car out tonight.
Yeah, that's as far as the fight was going to go.